This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by Amazon, Stamps.com, See's Candies, Rouge Designs, and Plastic Object.
This is Ray from the Methinks, and you're listening to the Jerry Jonestown Massacre on the FM 90. What station is it on?
It's a fucking podcast, dude.
A podcast?
It's like a podcast.
Like computer radio? You guys went to the fucking computer radio show?
What the fuck?
Nobody fucking listens to the computer radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Fuck is hate us because they ain't us.
They hate us because we ain't us? The fuck does an ain't us have to do with
they
this?
They hate us because they ain't us.
That's not what it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. They hate us because we is us, and what we is doing is fucking terrible.
They fucking hate us because they ain't
us. Stop saying that.
Hate us because they ain't us. Hater's gonna hate. And hater's gonna hate.
That is not an actual thing people say.
This is what you do to haters. You just smile.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What is that?
Strongest ecstasy I've ever done in my life.
Number 115.
Holy crap.
Hello? Can you believe we've done that much? 115 of these stupid things. It is Wednesday night, and we are in the heart of Haltom City.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday, Matt.
It's more closer to the rectum.
Is this the rectum of Haltom City?
Right near the rectum. Kind of the duodenum.
No, yeah, it's a tainty area. Like, it's... it's not sketchy yet, but it's getting there. Type.
You can see the spokes. So from
you can
here.
See the spokes. Yes.
We are in the den of sin. That's what I'm calling this place.
I don't think this was a good idea.
At the Methinks rehearsal spot. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy
fuckers.
Wednesday. Marlon.
So you're not only a day late, but you're an hour late too.
Yeah.
At least.
Your fan is going to be pissed.
And a dollar short.
Well, I think the fan's in here, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. You're all. If a bomb went off, the entire JJTM show and fan club would be
like
gone
that.
All at once.
And there would be a reward given by some rich man over in Arlington.
If two dudes did a podcast in the forest and nobody.
Asshole. So did you tell the people where we're at?
Yeah, I just did.
The Methinks, the Slayer Den.
The Den of Sin.
The Den of Sin, like you said.
It's the Smoke TARDIS.
The Smoke TARDIS.
The Palace of Glitter and Lights.
I'm kind of disappointed because I can see clearly right now.
Yeah, it is a little disappointing.
The smoke machine is broken right now.
No. Do y'all practice with that smoke machine?
Of course.
You see, he wrote it off as your other band. A while ago.
We've got the backup at your house.
There's a backup too.
Yeah.
So you have a triple play fog machine.
We're three deep, pretty much.
It's awesome.
So like about 6 months ago, I saw y'all at Lola's. How many smoke machines were on stage that night?
Just one.
It was one, but just leaned on it the whole time.
That was insane.
Sometimes that happens.
I totally lost all of y'all.
It's modified.
Oh, is it?
Oh,
is there
is?
Mods on that bad boy?
How do you...
it's got a dual carb.
How do you?
This thing came to party.
Yeah. Does that go to all Methinks shows?
Or was it just
a special Lola's Fort Worth Weekly show that y'all decided to break it out?
Dallas really hates it. I don't know why Dallas doesn't like those, so we didn't even bring it to the last
show. Well, it's because you don't point it towards them in Dallas. You need to point it towards them, like the people, and then do it.
Is it because Dallas is smoke-free?
I think so. I know Double Wide has some sort of ventilation system that it totally fucks up, so they're not into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did they come out and start yelling at you?
They're like, you got to get this off stage. Yeah, and you got to turn the fuck down.
Not Double Wide's real cool, but there's something about that place that they don't like, the smoke machine. But we haven't played there in 3-4
Right.
We just make it a rule not to drag it across the county line.
That's probably it's probably on probation, so it's probably a good
it's
thing.
It's not exactly street legal.
Yeah. Oh, man, do you ever shape it up with other bands' smoke machine? Like, ugh. Nice. Would you get that at Sam's?
We heard one band came through Lola's, and there was like a bunch of comments the next day on our page like, this band totally fucking dominated your smoke machine.
Oh, really?
I didn't get to see it. I don't remember who it was, but...
So now it's a war?
They out-smoked
us.
If we could only remember what the band was that said it, though, right?
FTW runs
two. Oh, it was FTW?
No, it wasn't FTW.
Two smoke machines. Well, they did.
It was a touring band.
Oh, well, you can lose to a touring band.
They have a smoke machine that's supposed to fill a 20,000-seat arena?
Probably,
inside
Lola's?
They have the White Snake smoke machine?
It was like one of those bands like Fiddler, but not Fiddler, but, you know, like one of those, like, kind of
the juice bands.
You want me to turn the light out? Oh, are we doing this?
Do you mind?
We're going to do this?
Are we getting sexy?
Oh, yeah, I like that. Yeah, that's cool.
Now I can ease down my
pants. And it's probably going to be a little cooler.
Put that one on.
I'm going to ease it down.
Put that one on.
Those fluorescents get so hot.
Yeah.
So nice.
There's just so much. So much me thinks in this room.
Nothing like the soft yellow glow of a.
Is this pretty much the exact way that you envisioned it to be, their jam room?
I knew there would be a lot of memorabilia, posters, and obscenities on the wall.
It's a veritable museum.
It is.
You really could.
Y'all look like y'all have been here for quite a while.
How long's it been, guys?
This room?
In here.
Probably
10 years.
Good gosh.
Almost.
No, not 10 years in here.
This room's probably 4 or 5 years and maybe 1 or 2 in the other one.
When did we get ripped off? Was that 2007? Or 2008?
2005 or 2006.
Shit, then maybe it has been.
It is, yeah. Good Lord, man.
Fuck.
Yeah, 5 years, give or take, 7 years.
It's a high-quality jam room, though, I can tell you that. I've been to a lot of jam rooms. This is a high-quality. It has high ceilings. Do you see that, Dustin?
I love high ceilings.
Yeah.
We raised the roof.
It's hard to raise it now.
All the other rooms are normal, but this one sticks out.
They're like, we're pushing these drop ceilings up.
Did they redesign it just because y'all are like being dicks and demanding it to be done? You're like, fucking, let's get these goddamn roofs up.
Before we moved in, the two rooms were one. This room and the room next door were one.
It was one huge one.
See the sheetrock line?
Oh.
It was.
That's big pimping right there.
Yeah.
So did y'all have a practice rider?
That's high quality sheetrocking
when
right
y'all
there.
Moved in here? We're like, this is our rider. If you want us to rent this room, you're going to have to raise the roof.
We raised the roof as soon as we got here.
Yeah.
That's for all the smoke.
Yeah.
We can have more smoke in here.
So, Ray, you said you hadn't smoked in 10 years?
Yeah. Probably a little over 10 years.
But you subject yourself to this place.
Yeah.
The smoke TARDIS.
The smoke, is that what you called it a while ago? It was the smoke TARDIS.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, that's a good name for our new band. We don't have to be Beef. We can be the Smoke TARDIS.
No, this is the name of their room. I'm not stealing that.
Oh, good point.
When y'all walk out of here, are y'all somewhere else?
You can be.
Can?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Might have to have that happen.
That was deep, man.
That was deep.
It was deep.
That was like, you ever thought about it, babe? You know, just life.
Just chilling out.
Things.
Stuff.
Man, so, you ever listen to Creed?
Brandon, when you moved in here and joined the band, what, a year ago? A year and a half ago?
Well, actually, I've been in this room, what, like 3 years now? Three or four.
One-fingered fist.
Oh,
three
yeah.
4 years with the fist, yeah.
Keep forgetting about the fist.
But that's kind of how I stumbled into this whole...
So when you moved in 3 years ago, did you have your own blank little spot where you could graffiti the wall up?
No. No? Definitely not. You have to get in where you fit in.
See, the funny thing about Brandon joining us is that, you know, he plays with one-fingered fists, so when he got off work, he would come over here and swing by and drink beer, and he'd be leaning up against his guitar and his amp wearing a cape, and we're all like, man, I wonder who we could get to play guitar for us. And Brandon's just standing there with a cape on.
Like, I had the uniform. It was an accident, yeah.
It's funny that you mentioned the cape and capes, because we brought something back for you guys.
Right.
We just got to find it.
I already gave it to him.
Oh, you did? He gave it to you?
I got my cape. Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, you got your cape back?
Got my cape back, yes.
But he said he had a backup.
Yeah, I do have a backup.
Oh, you were already ready for the next gig?
Yeah.
Like, ready to go?
Yeah.
Which is Honky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the 22nd.
Correct. 22nd, yes. And it's at...
This Saturday, Lola's.
Lola's.
No,
it's at the Grotto. Grotto.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
I thought it was
at the Grotto.
That's even more insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, the Foo Fighters cover is playing at...
At Lola's.
Lola's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're playing at Grotto. That's going to be a big show for a small place.
Are y'all getting dressed up?
Yeah, it is.
Well, capes, yeah.
No
so
Quaker outfits?
It, did you get another black cape?
Maybe
Amish?
Not.
Or were you going to switch it up and go white?
And they're all black.
I think I might go Amish. I don't know.
Man, Ray needs to have his cape taken and put off like James Brown. Remember when the ladies would come up and put the cape on? And like, that's what you should do, man.
Yeah.
Go up with it like and get it put on by two sexy men.
The Asian media crew can help.
There you go.
In Speedos.
There you go. Tamasu.
Yes.
Get him down here to
Rad
follow y'all around.
Not a stranger to a Speedo.
Soup saw.
So.
He should be here. Where are those dudes?
I don't know. They're on Asian time.
Oh,
well,
they
they're
like 8 hours behind.
8 hour delay.
8 hour delay.
Yeah.
They're North
they had
Koreans.
That,
so
they had that big explosion, too, so they're like, they're all.
They're definitely.
It takes
you're not
going to
make fun of that one, are you?
No, not yet.
He doesn't know all the details to make fun of it.
Yeah. Does anyone?
But maybe they're over there covering it and trying to find the culprit.
They might be done with y'all.
Special secret ops.
They might have moved on from the me thinks.
Sometimes, you know, they get called.
Yeah, and they got to take off.
And they get a job. They
don't
really, you know,
it's more of a calling.
About
it's,
it,
a, it's a calling.
Yeah.
So earlier Matt was on to something. You need to have a set of white capes. And
I
a set
so.
Of black capes, a home and away team capes.
Yeah.
So that way when you
like
when
a,
you leave the 817.
Snow ninja cape. And then
yeah.
A
boundary.
Then
like
a
snow
ninja cape.
Yeah, but you're forgetting these capes cost like $10 each.
Oh, maybe
yeah,
we
got to play
then,
like four
hey,
shows
you know what?
To get all
maybe
that.
We'll give y'all a good Christmas present or something.
Kickstart it. We'll get a Kickstarter going.
Kickstarter, yeah.
Yeah, we'll kickstart it.
A GoFundMe.
You know what I'd like? You know, everybody can have, like, their own cape. You know, like when Janine had those pictures that she drew of the band of Spinal Tap and was like, here's your look, Nigel, and here's your look, David. But everybody makes, like, gets their own cape, you know. Maybe Marlon's is, like,
like jagged
denim.
Like, yeah.
Like denim, and maybe Trashy has like a leather one, and John.
Nice.
John has a plaid one.
I like where this
that would
is
be
going,
rad.
Man.
I like where this is going.
And yeah.
I don't know. I think I'd like an Afghan one. Like my, I think I'd have my mom make me a like an Afghan one, a knit one.
You know how fucking
that'd be really.
That would
the only
be
thing
awesome.
Sucks, that would be hot as hell though.
It would be hot.
Heavy.
But it'd be
hot with a yarn.
My mom's like pretty fucking wicked with a whatever they make that shit with.
How about a patchwork quilt?
I'm gonna, ooh, yeah, I'll, I, there I'll you make, go. Make mine out
of all
Taco
my old
Casa taco wrapper.
Oh, yeah.
That would be sweet.
All your old punk rock t-shirts.
Does that
tape.
Say Taco Casa on there?
He has a Taco Casa cape.
That is a good idea.
Where the fuck do you get a
Taco
Casa
cape? Colored cape?
Laminate.
Dude, I bet you guys
they're
can get
a
endorsed.
It'll last for
if
a while.
Y'all got Taco Casa capes and just like walked around, like up and down the street where a Taco Casa's at, I bet y'all could get some money doing that
I think,
shit.
I think John wrote him a couple of letters. but they never answered, I don't think.
Aren't they locally owned?
Are you the spokesman of Taco Casa, or should I say the liaison between the Me Thinks and Taco Casa?
Well, I think I am. But no, it's, I don't know. It's just one of the, we wrote a song about it, in One Finger Fist, hoping that, you know, it might bring at least something free.
We tried to get in.
Man, it's got Emmy written all over it.
We just got
Taco Casa.
We just got a Emmy. Cease and desist letter.
Or Oscar, wait, what is it?
It's got a Tony written for it. So
a Tony.
It's got a Panthe all over it, which brings me to something else.
So I'm going to, in post, edit a bunch of fanfare music and people cheering right about now. So you got to pretend. Because the real reason we're here is to bring you something.
Yes.
This puppy right here.
You guys won that. I don't know if y'all are aware of that.
This is awarded to you guys.
We got another one around here, too.
2015 winners of Hard Rock. The Me Thinks. There you are.
We put it next to our other one, but we kind of don't know.
Look at that.
Ray just pulled out a rock.
We got this.
What award is that?
Chunk of the Rec Room.
Oh, it's a chunk of the Rec Room.
You thought it was just a random rock, dude.
I thought it was like you just went out in the parking lot and grabbed something. That's badass.
So
let me see it, Ray.
So, Brandon, shouldn't you make a speech or something?
Yeah, because there were people that were offended that y'all were not there and didn't make an actual speech. So
although,
go ahead and speech it up.
But the irony is we were making next year's winning record.
That's awesome.
You know, the first acceptance speech I was going to give you guys was just going to be in a sealed envelope.
It
was going to be
like totally
no speech, just one word, and it was just going to be a racial slur. not that I think that racial slurs
were
would
have been genius.
Cool,
what would it start with? What letter?
Just the two words, racial slur.
All of them. But just to see you guys like real fucking nervous, opening up and just
saying. Why didn't you do that? Because we would have done it. That's pretty much what we did.
That's why I didn't do it.
Like, Dustin was like, here, read this. Like that was when I saw what you had emailed. So you totally could have pulled that off, man.
That would have been good.
Can you imagine the crickets then? especially if one of us accidentally started going into it and just like,
I could see Matt just open it up and say it was the cigarette word, meaning for cigarettes.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just goes, dang it.
And then all of a sudden you just cough, start,
walk away.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That's probably how it'd go. Because at that point we'd be embarrassed and we'd be like, you know what? Let's just go home and just would walk off.
That would have ended your show.
Would be that.
That would have ended your show, and that would have ended our band.
It would have been fucking genius there.
Yeah, yeah. Go out with a bang.
We got to remember that for a movie.
Marlon,
I wrote it
speech,
down in my band name files.
Your speech,
racial slur,
was by far the best there.
Oh, yeah?
And like, staff of the weekly kept coming up to us going, that was amazing. That was great. That was the greatest acceptance speech ever.
So why don't they give us a fucking award for it?
I don't know.
I think the FW Weekly ought to have FW Weekly Music Award Acceptance Speech
Awards.
Right.
/ free beer party.
Hey, that's where we could step in. We could do the Jerry Jonestown Massacre Fort Worth Weekly Acceptance Award Speech Awards.
Post-award awards.
Yeah. I think that would
be amazing.
Before we get too far into this, I have several major announcements that I'd like to announce.
Oh, you're going through the chain.
Should I just blurt them out as I think about them, or
if we find it warranted to put some music? There we go.
Are you changing your name to Marilyn?
No.
Okay. Go for it. Go ahead. Go for it.
Okay. The first major announcement is that we'd like to formally announce that if we get nominated for a Dallas Observer Music Award, we will accept the nomination as long as we get free beer out of it.
That does happen, but most of the time it's Bud Light.
That's your first major announcement, was that?
Yeah, I'd prefer Miller Light, but whatever.
I mean, it's a little bit heavier
Cheetos
than water.
Too?
My second major announcement is that you know how a lot of these bands have their own beer. I think The Sword has their own beer. The Toadies have their own beer.
Iron Maiden.
Iron Maiden has their own. Mothership has their own beer. I guess we should probably talk to a beer company, but we've got an idea for a beer that would compete with Miller Lite and Coors Light, but be made by a small
you sound very
local,
confident.
Local brewer, and it would be called Light and Sucky. It would be a light beer, because you know, and, I mean, these craft beers are awesome and all, but really, after you get through mowing a yard, you want to open up a Blood and Honey. You know, you want to open up something that would be,
you can chug.
Pretty watery.
Mike, hey, yes, Daryl. Yeah. Mike, hey, and Daryl. Well,
so I need you guys to reach out to your
we'll see what
audience.
We can do.
That goes along with our master, you know, our plan to always spend way more money than you actually need to on stuff. So. Yeah,
that's fiscally responsible.
Doing a cheap lager would be really expensive.
I don't know that that's really a major announcement or just kind of a
man, this room is like a big fucking think tank, man.
It is.
It's just ideas galore.
But instead of reaching out to the fans, I will reach next door to my house.
See if he can do Light and Sucky for us.
I like the idea of Light and Sucky, man.
Like a craft or a handmade...
Why don't
light beer?
Would you call it Fort Worth's shittiest beer?
Why don't we just get a bunch of beers and dump them into other cans? You know, like there's got to be some kind of machine you could do it with,
and then sell it.
Yeah,
and you wouldn't need a liquor license. Right?
That's true. You wouldn't even have to know how to brew beer at that.
We'll get that shit from O's at the end of the month when he has the overflow rat. And here's like these box. Have gone bad. You
what's
got,
that?
You have these beers.
There's a TV show, reality show about beers. What's it called again? The Brew Dogs.
Brew Dogs?
Can you imagine if we get on the Brew Dogs with the Jerry Jonestown Methinks beer and they find out that all we do is go down to Albertsons and buy a bunch of Keystone and Miller Lite and whatever and put it in there and just bottled it up and we're selling it like that.
So basically what y'all are talking about...
We only sell it in growlers.
Is
yeah, because that's easier.
We'll just get together and make a beer suicide.
A what?
Like when you used to get suicide when you were younger, so you would go to the fountain and just go up and down.
Yeah.
So you just make
all you have to
suicide.
Do is call it something fancy like a blend.
It is.
Just like shit. It's all the shit we found and poured in the
Light
same.
And Sucky, the blend. Man, that's a great idea. I like the marketing behind it too. We show the behind the scenes of us brewing.
And I like the Fort Worth suckiest band or suckiest beer.
Yes.
Down there and everything. Yeah. You know, I did say at the end, at the acceptance speech, that y'all were to give it up for Fort Worth's shittiest band, and everybody looked at me confused, and there were crickets. Like, what? What just happened?
They don't get it, man.
They don't.
They've never Googled us.
Yeah.
Shit. Huh. Are there any more announcements, or was that it?
Yeah, you done?
Yeah. Our last announcement that I can remember at the time is... if any real radio stations want to have us on, we'd be more than happy to. Thanks.
That's kind of the way
I think that was a stab at
award,
us.
The award ceremony went too.
I think that was a stab at us, though.
We read the insult and kind of looked at each other like, what the fuck? Because we hadn't read it yet.
So what station is this on?
Oh, this is a podcast show.
It's on the internet.
Oh.
My name's Matt, by the way.
Rat.
Matt. Meet Rat.
Dustin.
Nice to meet you, Rat.
Half of the Asia Meter crew.
Really? Or one third?
We are wondering if you were in the country or not.
When
we started the show.
Hotham City. I don't leave Hotham City.
I wouldn't.
That's what he says. That's...
Is that by law?
It's legally.
No, he's got some. No, he didn't have anything on his ankle.
I don't see an anklet.
It's not on his ankle, actually. No.
You got one of those new ones, the cocklet?
Yeah.
It's in your heart.
It's something
in your heart.
That's uncut.
9 3/4 uncut.
Marlon, you can stop us down at any moment, too, for an announcement, too. You know that, right? You don't have to stop at 4.
Yeah, I kind of forgot the rest.
Okay. Well, if you think of them, you can stop us down, man.
In post, I'll put fanfare.
Are you making a Taco Casa cape, Marlon?
Should.
I'm trying to find the headquarters. I don't know where they're at.
It's in Oklahoma.
What, Taco Casa headquarters?
Taco Casa. Yeah, I think actually it started, like, I think the first one was the one in Saginaw. But now it's like a corporation. Yeah. They're in like Tulsa or Oklahoma.
Yeah, they're
Oklahoma
all over
City.
The place.
One of
how does that
two.
Happen?
I like that cape.
They're Thank fucking you. Delicious too, Thank man. I
Absolutely.
Love Taco Casa. I like getting their super taco, except not doing it with crispy, doing it with a soft taco. And
Stop the
delicious.
Presses.
Uh oh, here
taco
we go.
Taco Casa corporate office, Fort Worth, Texas.
Sweet.
Whoa.
On
where?
Aviator Drive.
Sweet, oh. man.
Well, all right, man.
Wow.
I say we hit them up, see if they'll make some capes.
Aviator Drive is up north side, Meacham Field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's real close.
They're up in a hangar.
that's
no
where
wonder
they park
their
food's
Jesus.
So good.
Hey, it's, this hey. Is the car wash.
Hey, you guys should do that. I got egg sandwiches coming.
Oh, yeah. man. Oh, nice. For real?
For real?
Yep.
For real?
You guys ever try that?
Oh.
Egg sandwich?
Oh, yeah.
Y'all are in for a treat.
Mm-hmm.
Are we?
Absolutely.
Well, you get...
Will you make me one? Make me one without goddamn onions.
Last time I ate four.
No.
Four? Nothing?
Well, you're a grown boy, Brandon.
Fish sauce.
All right. Good.
Oh, yeah.
So, the honky show at the Grotto, not Lola's. Don't let me say that again.
Grotto.
Y'all played with them before, right? Just been a while?
Yes. It has been a long time.
Is that the time you got in a fist fight with Pincus?
No.
No? Okay.
Is there beef?
We did play with the Moist Boys the night that Pincus's bass got stolen.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Yeah, he had a one-of-a-kind, custom-made mm-hmm. bass, and somebody just grabbed it. I don't even know why he brought it. He wasn't even playing bass that
yeah,
night.
Yeah, he was playing guitar that night. I think he just got it.
Nick Oliveri was playing bass that night. And
was
I guess
that up
he
here
brought
or
it
down there?
That was at Lola's.
Yeah, it was right out front.
Yeah, and I guess the only thing I can think is everybody went inside and, you know, all that gear was just sitting there and somebody maybe came up,
just
check out
it.
What was going on and saw a guitar case sitting there and just grabbed it.
Did anybody interview Nick to make sure?
Make sure it wasn't him?
Make sure it wasn't him. I'm just saying.
I would think it would be Dickie before it would be Nick.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Have me thinks has never played with Honky before?
We have. Think, what, the Rec Room?
Fred Fest?
Yeah. That's the one right where Bobby got up and played some Stoogeophilia.
Yeah, with the Stooge.
Oh, yeah, yeah. ETA played with him a while back, but it's been a long time.
Now, did ETA jam out here, too?
No.
Y'all had another
That was
place.
In Dallas, yeah.
One Fingered Fist did a show at Broncos with Honky and a bunch of bands that one day.
Yeah.
Whatever that...
All the times I've seen Honky, it's been at Broncos.
Yeah.
Okay. No, we caught him up in Denton a few times.
I didn't.
They would stop.
I wasn't with y'all.
Oh.
For that.
Yeah, I've seen them at Rubber Gloves and what is that? Oh,
come in.
Oh.
The Haley's, I think I've seen them there.
I fucking love those dudes.
Oh, yeah.
We're now growing one
Hello,
more. We're like
go
rabbits.
Away. God damn it, we're on the radio.
No, it's cool. Come in, man.
Just don't
we
smoke.
Don't
get on
it.
Him. Get on him. Or smoke.
Well, more white boys.
No,
shit.
Don't smoke.
You're outnumbered.
Yeah. More white boys. Where's Calvin?
Rat wants more white people
He'll
or less
here,
white people?
Man. He'll be here.
No, Calvin's Asian.
This is kind of how it goes around here.
People just show up, knock on the door.
Normally we'd be jamming and people would just kind of hang out.
Now they're all disappointed because there's no music. It's just us talking to microphones. Being dicks.
It's still kind of what we're doing already.
Yeah.
Just drinking and talking.
When's the last time Ray's just had a fit and been like, God damn it, and threw the fucking, like, his bass into something? Yeah. When's the last time that's happened, Marlon?
Man, I don't know. He's got a nice bass.
We don't throw gear around here.
That's too nice.
Man, these guys.
Maybe he'd do that with my guitar, but not
these guys
his.
Are good at politics and stuff too.
Very, very good.
Holy cow! I know my other major announcement.
Okay,
and that's not directly related to
holy
us.
Cow.
Holy moly!
Let's hear it.
It hasn't hit the papers yet, but you can trust me on this one. That
man, I'm excited.
The Toadies Fest, the Dia de los Toadies,
mm-hmm.
on September the 12th.
Yes,
that has officially been moved to the Bearded Owl.
The Boiled Owl?
The Boiled Owl.
The Boiled Owl?
How
the Boiled
Owl fit in there?
On September the 12th. Yep. Trust me.
Yeah.
Huh. Huh. That's interesting.
If you walk in and it's us playing and maybe Caliche Burnout, just hang out because the Toadies are just about to start.
So can I buy the tickets yet? Can I go and get the De Las Toadies, Dias Deus or whatever?
Yeah,
tickets
yet? You can buy those, but it might still say Panther Island Pavilion on it.
Okay, okay.
But that's a misprint.
Right.
Because it costs way too much to reprint tickets.
Yeah.
So tickets be sure to get the Boiled Owl.
Yeah.
Man.
Tickets don't grow on trees, you know.
That's a once in a lifetime to see the Toadies back on Magnolia.
With the Buck Pets, yeah.
Playing at the Boiled Owl just right down the street where they got started
just
at Mad
right
Hatters.
After we play.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, this is the first time we've ever had breaking news Marlon on our show, and I love it. I love him, man. Like, when he says he's got breaking news, like the buildup, I start getting excited.
I could see that.
I was fired up.
They're trying to be an environmental, and they don't want to
get some more news.
I have an announcement I'd like to make.
All right.
All right. We'll see you later.
See you.
Peace.
Man.
My announcement is, if you look over here and I'm itching my nipple, it's not because I'm turned on. I got stung in the nipple by a yellow jacket on Sunday. Directly on the nipple.
Like on the nipple tip?
On the areola.
Like not the areola, but
no,
on the nipple?
The areola. So,
it wasn't exactly on the nip.
It was on the areola.
Ah. Wasn't on the nip? Yeah.
And it itches. It still itches. I still have a lot.
Was it a bumblebee or a wasp?
It was a yellow jacket.
Did you pee on it? I think that's what's supposed to.
I tried to. I couldn't.
That works.
Well, you stand on your head and piss.
I should have.
Like that, like monkey I saw down in the Fort Worth.
Where
city.
Were all of y'all? Because y'all, I would have just laid down and
you
said,
can
pee
take
on
that
my
right,
tit.
We'll
I would have peed.
Please I'd pee on my tit.
I'd have done it.
Speaking of peeing,
how
on
swelled
tits,
up did you get?
Did you see the?
Wait! I'm not done with your beasting, your booby beasting.
Go for it.
How big did your breast get after that?
I have a full size D cup on this side or B. Sorry, not
is that
a D,
weird?
A B.
You ever touch yourself?
It's dropped down, but I was like, man, this feels like when I'm feeling up someone else.
Can you put it in your mouth?
Yeah,
I could not lick my nipple. I could not put it in my mouth.
Did you try?
I tried because I needed to suck that little mouth. Who wouldn't? Come on. Your titty swells up, you wouldn't try to put it in your mouth?
No, I would.
Don't judge me.
So, did it, like, just got you in? What were you doing? Like, why were you up to next to a bee house with your
I was
titty
working
out?
Around the house.
Exposed areolas.
Yeah.
I was working in the backyard, moving some stuff around, and
decided to give the ladies in the neighborhood a show and take your shirt off?
I was wearing an Under Armour shirt.
And
it did not protect me at all.
Hey, little guy, take some of this.
I'll suck on yours if you'll suck on mine.
I'm helping nature.
If he's 69 with a chick and y'all are sucking on each other's nipples, is that a 69?
Man, how many times would you get stung trying to milk yourself with a dirt dauber or a fucking
well dirt daubers don't sting
well a wasp I'm sorry like you'd get stung a lot trying to pull that off teaching a stinging flying insect to take a sip on a nip.
What are you talking about?
Isn't that how you got stung?
Yeah, that's what
I was
we were
not
talking
teaching
about.
A yellow jacket to suck on my teat.
Oh,
it just
that's
it
not
was
what
pissed
I heard,
off
dude.
And it came
that's
down and stung me
heard.
On my teat.
Yeah, I misinterpreted the story, too.
Me, too,
total
man.
Teat sucking. Bam!
Sorry.
It hurt. But there was a video going around this week on the internet where this guy got a jellyfish stuck on his face.
Yeah, Steve-O did that in Jackass. Remember?
No, but this guy's on the beach, and a bunch of people run over there, and they all have their phones running.
On him.
And a chick pees on him.
Yeah, I think it was set up.
I was wondering if that was real.
I don't think so. Because you could see people, like, smiling and stuff if you look real close, just kind of laughing.
I was too busy watching piss.
The yellow rain?
Mm-hmm. All right, so back to the me thing.
You like a good piss porn.
I just wanted to make sure y'all didn't think it was weird that I'm over here scratching my nipple.
Oh, no.
It's still, all, it looks kind of, it's weird at first, but after you do it for like the first like 10 seconds and you're like, oh, that's just like your dad or something when he's, where you been all night like that? And you just deal with it. You're like, whatever, it's cool.
My dad never scratched his nipple in front of me while asking me where I've been all night.
Did you think about trying to get another yellow jacket to sting your other one so you could have a really nice set of titties?
For real cheap. The thought did cross my mind.
Or a piercing. Like, you want to be asymmetrical if you're doing your piercings.
No pain, no gain.
True.
So.
Hashtag
so it was a yellow jacket, you said.
Yes.
Did you name it afterwards? You're like, go away. Go be free. Off of my teeth.
Do yellow jackets die if they sting you?
I think that's bees.
Or is
it
just bees?
Yeah.
Okay. I die.
Excuse me?
Yeah, big time.
Are you?
Marlon's the bee expert in the group.
Yeah, I used to have a hive.
Yeah, a hive. You used to have a like a honey bee farm or something? Or just you had a nice wasp nest?
Well, I've got the wasp nest too, but I used to have a hive in the backyard, but you know I lost my bees and I didn't really have time to.
Did you eat the honey?
You didn't. You didn't.
Yeah. The honey's good.
That's why you got to keep your bees on a leash.
I should have. Yeah.
Yeah. You got a lot. You gave it away in the neighborhood.
I gave a big mason jar to everybody in the neighborhood. So.
Oh really?
Hmm.
That's pretty badass though.
Yeah.
I ate it with a spoon.
I bet it was. I would love that.
It was delicious.
With the comb in there too.
Wait. Uh-huh. Is that where the smoke machine came from?
No. I've got the smoker too.
That's how
the
you
smoker,
exterminate
you
them.
Use
now?
Like a cotton wad, like it's.
Because that wouldn't be cool at all, man. Because they're probably fans of you, and then you just smoke them out with your fucking smoke machine. That wouldn't be right.
We smoke them out with something else.
Is that
soup
what
soft.
Happens?
More or less.
Is that how it works with bees?
You
just get them all stoned.
Flea just came out this week and said that he's a beekeeper now.
I heard about
that. So you had one of the box like freaking things?
Uh-huh.
How often did you have to go out there and check them? Your rows.
You should do it maybe once a week. Just kind of look in on them.
How often can you pull honey off of it?
Once or twice a year, depending on how healthy it is.
And it's always as sweet, like the same sweetness, like.
Well, depending on...
You don't
on,
get a bad batch and like, damn you guys, come on.
Depending on what they use for pollen is going to change how it tastes.
Do bees fly south for winter?
No. They stay in the hive all year.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do they really like Cheerios?
That's the dumbest fucking question I've ever heard.
No. His KMFDM question was the dumbest question.
What was the KMFDM question?
There are no stupid questions, only stupid people.
Which one?
Which one?
Do you know Dirk? Or
no, the other one.
The hamburg was genius.
Do hamburgers taste better in hamburg?
That was genius.
You didn't ask Sasha that, did you?
Oh, man, you cut me off. You're like, okay.
That's right.
Let's walk over here. I'm going to talk to you about stuff.
Is it true?
He wouldn't let us. We never got a chance to
about
ask him
hamburgers.
That.
Yeah. Hamburgers and hamburg.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I don't think so.
And is it pronounced that way? Is it hamburg or is it like I don't
hamburg?
Think yeah. Is it hamburg?
Ostergron.
Hamburg.
Wait.
Das hamburg.
Do you think they have a McDonald's
Hamburgen.
Over there?
Hold on.
That'd be weird.
Did he just speak German?
Like, yeah.
Who?
Do it again.
Ostergron.
That was an Asian guy speaking German. That was amazing.
Yeah, we should tell people.
What did I just say? I don't know.
That's
that it. Hey, we are learned scholars.
That's Klaus Mann's country manor. Bavarian country home.
Rat, how long have you known these guys?
Oh.
I met Rat sophomore year at Haltom in a music theory class.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
I met Rat in 1989.
Yeah.
Like at a Van Halen concert? What happened?
Yeah, kind
of. It was the middle of eruption. We looked over and saw each other. You know, we locked eyes.
It was a stroking off contest.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
I
think I won.
At Nipper's house.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think I won.
You did win. That's how I met.
Was that beef stroking off y'all were eating? A bowl of...
That's a very interesting man meeting right there.
I met him at a little like a living room rock and roll party skateboard thing.
Yeah,
bands played and people skated and.
Ray, did you go to school here?
I went to school at Boswell.
Okay,
but one of my friends from Boswell went to Halton, and he met some of these dudes and started playing in a band with them, and they needed a bass player. So,
did y'all all go to Halton?
I didn't.
Oh,
I did.
Weatherford.
Ooh, Weatherford. Weatherford. So, how many bands right now have a part of this room that are actually jamming in here right now?
Well, it depends on.
Obviously, none. Right
depends
now.
On.
Well, I mean,
right. What this you call active.
Yeah, like, hey guys, we're gonna jam like next Monday type guys. Like,
well, we got One Finger Fist, right?
Yeah.
Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Oil Boom.
Not, Oil Boom.
Oil
Tuesday.
Boom on Tuesday.
You guys.
Methinks on Wednesday.
Four.
Sometimes Stoogiophilia on Thursdays when we need a practice.
And then my band Saturday.
Barrel Deluxe on Saturday.
Barrel Deluxe on
Saturday.
So
six. Y'all got six groups of musicians coming in here.
Oh, more than that.
Create.
Cause, yeah.
Because there's also guest appearances.
Got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
People will borrow
people
the room.
People borrow it for a day.
I was in Rats, Barrel Deluxe there for a while.
Good drummer.
Right?
Good drummer.
You approve of him?
Yes. Yes.
He never gets pissed and like throws sticks at you?
No. No.
Yeah.
We're all good.
And he brings food sometimes from Taco Casa.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
But Rat sometimes will bring egg sandwiches.
Yeah.
Is that your come and take it flag?
Oh, where's the oh?
Or I'm sorry, toke it.
Right.
Come and toke it.
I misspoke.
Yeah. You need to read your history book.
That's the
sir.
Flag of Bongzales.
Mm-hmm.
Battle of Bongzales.
Hey, what's up, Rat?
Oh, shit.
That's what we're talking
about.
There we go. We're evening it out.
Now watch them form into the Voltron.
So you have two. There's
Aloha,
two now,
Mr. Dude.
Three more if you want to half it up?
Shit.
Make it 50-50?
I'm going to have to go
so
to
you
the,
know, we had these two guys accept our award, I think, time before last.
Sweet. Have y'all ever accepted one of your awards?
No.
Actually, I had to last year because I was there and
forced to.
It was one of those things where it was like, you know, it was like the same kind of lineup there was, and I was like, we're not going to win. I was just there to have some beers and
that was right before I got in the band.
This sounds
and
very
the only reason I was there was because of the beer.
That's the thing that's funny is we were like, there's no way they're going to win, right? They wouldn't be setting us up to go up there and fucking look like a bunch of jackasses.
That category was
no way,
so
man. No way. There's so much.
No, seriously.
Badass
that
bands
category
on that
was
thing.
There was
like
some.
I figured Pinkish Black would get it.
Oh man,
totally.
Who else was Duel?
Duel.
Fog,
the Cosmic Trigger weren't they on that?
I
one
turned
too?
In.
They were heavy metal.
I turned
there
in
was
three
like,
different ballots, and one said Pinkish Black, and one said Duel, and one said whoever else.
You didn't do all three me things.
No. I did two. I did two.
Because you're supposed to vote for the best, and I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come and say hi.
Yeah, you're right there, man. It was awesome.
I kind of put it out there. I was just like joking around, like, man, this would be like a really awesome bill if all these bands played like on a Saturday, like all day or something. And,
instead of scattering it through everything.
Like, Jordan Richardson kind of picked up on it, and he'd like got in contact with all the bands, and we're trying to like put it together sometime. In the future,
bill of all the
of
nominees,
all those,
it's
all the
in
nominees.
The works. Yeah,
that's
all
cool.
The nominees.
He's pretty pumped up about music, man. That guy's an interesting guy.
Yeah.
Wish we could get him on our show, but I think he's a little too elusive for us. I don't think he'd be on our show. Do you?
I don't know why not. Yeah. I mean,
why not?
You play with Ringo.
Yeah,
God damn.
Call him up.
Crazy.
Me.
Get him on the phone.
Me?
Yeah.
No, dude, I'll fuck that up.
Well, yeah, you will, but it'll be funny.
I'll make a butt joke or something, and then he won't. He'll be like, oh, no, man, I can't do this.
He would give you some butt jokes.
Probably.
You know what the coolest thing of us getting to do that for you guys was, though, is how much support y'all had out there. Like, that y'all were probably cheered louder than anyone out there.
It
was cool, man.
It was really cool. When they read off the nominees, okay, so it was the second award given out, and no one was really paying attention to the first award because everybody's like, oh, shit, the awards are starting.
No one even showed up for the first award.
So then they start handing out the second award, and it was...
Rock Band.
Yeah, hard rock. Boom, right out the gates. And, man, people cheered like they knew you guys.
Yeah, it was funny.
Like, y'all weren't Fort Worth's shittiest band.
No, they are.
I know they are. That's what's weird.
They are. I don't know how you guys win it every year.
Neither do we.
It's got to be something. One of y'all are going over to the Weekly and holding someone hostage.
Yeah.
I got a couple of pictures of...
Some people?
Mariani.
Yeah.
In a Speedo.
Ray's done an album cover for every single band that was in attendance there.
Every single band?
Ray's done album covers for half of the bands.
I didn't know that.
Well, with Calvin. Yeah, we...
Pussy House. Pussy House Propaganda does all of the good album art.
Well, out Cosmic there right Trigger, now. Correct?
We did their first one. Yeah,
that first one.
I laid out their 7-inch. The artwork was already done, but you know, a lot of bands just need help with that part of it. So
yeah,
something that's.
I want to sit down with you one day and go through Pussy House Propaganda.
Dude, that's a. It's a rabbit hole. I know.
That's why. Yeah. I
gotta get me and
that's
Calvin.
A whole show, man.
Get me and Calvin together.
I want to get both of y'all together and go through that.
Yeah, that'd be a whole show.
Speaking of that, a few years ago, Stooges were playing, and then a couple white dudes thought I was Calvin.
So they just mix you all up?
So,
yeah.
Think you all look the same?
Yeah, did you say that?
All look same.
Did you say that? You're like, what the fuck, man?
I can't tell you guys apart, too.
Yeah. All you white guys look the same. You pull out a switchblade?
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
You just be done.
God, Dustin?
I don't know. I'm just asking.
So do we have any notes? Like, are we doing any kind of direction? Or
no, we got this started late. Direction. Like, I got a bunch of stuff in here. Has anybody in here seen Straight Outta Compton yet?
Oh, no.
I haven't.
I'd like to.
I want to go.
It's good. When the
is it a family movie?
When the yellow jacket stung my nipple, I kind of gave up on all activities around my house, and I literally went in the house, looked at my wife, and I said, "Fuck it, I'm going to the movies."
I'm going to take an ice pack.
Were you still in shock from the bee sting?
Yes.
On the nipple.
And two of our friends showed up, and so they went with me.
Did you smash the bee that was trying to milk your teeth?
They
Did
drove.
You smash it?
No, because this is the nipple that's over my heart.
So you knew it probably wouldn't be a good idea?
I was like, I need to take a chaperone in case I have a heart attack from bee poison, bee venom.
Oh, to the movie.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
So we went over and we watched the movie.
Did you have one of those shots, like if you started swelling up, you'd just be like...
No, you've got to jam it into your nipple.
Epiphen?
Something like that?
Epinephrine.
Epinephrine?
I did not.
You have to jam it into your nipple.
I would have had to have jammed it right into my nipple through my heart.
Yeah.
Through the nipple into my heart.
That would suck, man. You would have a lot of, like, flesh damage right there from that
heart
day if you had to do
nipple.
That. Yeah.
I'm just glad it was just a yellow jacket, not like a rattlesnake. My nipple would have rotted off.
I bet you that's not easy either, milking rattlesnake suck on your teeth either. That can't be easy.
It is not recommended.
So the short story is, if you go see the movie, it's 2.5 hours long.
Ooh.
And I went to the movie theater, and I was one of 5 white people in it. And it was amazing.
That was opening weekend, wasn't it?
Yes, and no one talked during the movie. They laughed, but there was no stereotypical talking during the movie.
I bet they're smoking crack. Yes, too busy smoking.
They might have. You know how that Hearst crowd is? That Hearst crowd is with crack and meth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's running rampant.
Because I went to the rave, and crack is rampant through Northeast Mall.
Oh, that was funny.
Do they have those recliner chairs there?
Yes, they do.
Man, those are awesome. That's
kick
way to
back.
Do it.
Yo. Although they're leather and they're sticky, and you wonder what happened, you know, the viewing before you.
You know, I thought about that. I had a cut on the back of my leg.
A what?
A cut.
Okay.
CUT.
Okay.
On the back of my leg, and I was afraid that it was. I was afraid it was going to be bleeding.
They just grafted it on there.
I was thinking about the person who would come up after me and be like, I got blood on me from going
on. Oh, man. Sorry, dude. Oh, just eases in. Have you been tested since?
No, I was the bleeder, not the bleedy.
But what about the bleedy? Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it was an open wound that you were just, like, intaking all that movie germs all over your...
Yeah, that's a lot of germs, man.
I fucking hate going to the movies. I hate it. I hate every minute of it.
I fucking love movies.
I hate it, too. If it wasn't a good movie, I wouldn't have gone.
Why do you hate movies?
Because of the people.
Just they get in the, you get sick of hearing the noise and them being stupid, checking their text and stuff.
Every little thing... just bothers me about it, you know.
I can relate to this.
Okay, I agree.
So much so that I just don't go because I'll just be bummed out, you know, or angry.
It's weird,
or
man.
You can't pause it.
I can associate with this.
You can't go to the bathroom when you want to. You've got to deal with other people. It's got to start when it wants to start, not when you want to start it.
Mm-hmm.
It's total, like...
Sucks.
And it's $20 at least, like, every trip.
Really, no, that's not true, man. Yeah. It's not. I go to the dollar movies all the time.
Yeah, Cape Man.
And I fucking love it because I don't talk to anybody.
At the Cinemark right away?
Yeah, yeah.
That place is kind of cool.
Because on Tuesdays, it's 50 cents.
It is 50 cents.
Pedophile Tuesday.
It's also Taco Tuesday, so...
You just grab a bunch of tacos from Casa.
And you take a backpack full of tacos.
Just smells like a taco casa in the movie theater.
Man, it smells good. Make me hungry.
Who's got the 10 for 10?
That's better than what it normally smells. Yeah.
Can a brother get a burrito? Come on.
Can I get some sweet tea?
Yeah,
their sweet tea is fucking delicious.
I'll give you $2 for that taco.
They have good sweet tea also, though.
I'll take a gallon of it.
Yeah,
it's good. Now it's good.
Do they have those weird, like, colostomy bag iced tea things?
Yeah.
I think so.
Big brown floppy bag.
You know what would be awesome? A good joke is if you, like, took one of those to the bathroom and, like, freaked everybody out and had it and just, like, were pissing in the urinal and then all of a sudden, like, you know what? And just start drinking it. That'd be a good prank to play on people.
I have a question for the room. It's quite serious. So, y'all practice every Wednesday right in here?
Ish.
Yeah.
Does this guy always show up with a video camera?
Yeah.
Rolling 8mm over there.
Yeah.
Kind of
creepy.
This
is the film crew, right?
Asian media crew.
You never heard the Asian media crew?
No, we have heard.
It's not one camera, it's another.
They're always watching.
You're lucky.
We've heard about this.
They're always watching.
Where's your jumpsuit?
Shouldn't y'all be in Bangkok chasing down bad guys?
Taipei.
Yeah. Taipei.
So yeah, they're based out of Taipei.
How many are in the Russian media group? Like, how many people are in this?
You just
media
said
group?
The Russian media group.
Did I say
you're
Russian?
Cut off.
Yeah, I better just sit down then.
I guess I'm technically Russia is parts of Russia are in Asia.
Are in Asia, yes. But is it just you two or the Asian media crew?
There's one more.
Ken, right?
Ken.
Yeah, Ken.
Oh, yeah. Freaking Ken.
How far have y'all gone with them? With these.
All the way.
Like all the way to the Halton border and
next
you're done?
Question.
I felt
next,
his titties
one,
and everything.
Good Lord. I could say... never mind.
Next.
So how
next.
Many tapes... Mr. for Calvin. How many tapes do you have filled of just them from every Wednesday?
Lundy would know because he's got them all recorded.
There's literally months and months and months... video.
Does it creep you guys out that y'all could walk into a basement one day and just see walls of little 8mm tapes?
That'd be awesome.
Little micro DV tapes all lined up that all say, they're all dated. What songs y'all are working out? Would that be like, that's kind of creepy.
That would be, that would just be, like, we used to do it on cassette tape before videotape.
We would be flattered.
Somebody loves us. Mm-hmm. It's pretty awesome. I wish I had a camera crew that followed me around.
It's all
not
for
really.
It's all for legal
I masturbate
reasons.
Too much.
It's all for legal reasons.
Yeah, because you're like you get a crazy fan over here, you know.
I know you say that to be funny, but when we got ripped off, they were like, "Well, do you have any pictures or videotape of your equipment?" It was yes,
a lot. Let me show you.
Like 743 hours. of our equipment.
Let me take you to the Buffalo Bill house of the Methinks that has racks and racks of videos.
You walk in, Goodbye Horses is playing. Fuck
some
me.
Guy in the corners just dancing in front of a mirror.
It was Rat. It was Rat. He was dancing.
Rat, do you dance in front of a mirror? He naked? Does. Do you and tuck your junk?
He does the triangle pie.
You don't want to hear. You don't want to hear.
Put lipstick radio, on right. slowly. No one's listening.
No, I mean, you can say whatever you want
butt
on this
balls.
Show.
I got no balls.
Okay.
I wouldn't have said that. Out of everything I could have said, I wouldn't have said that.
Yeah. So everybody in the DFW area starts putting together a cover set this time of year. Where are we at on the Methinks cover set? What do y'all? How we coming along?
Okay, so let's run this down. Are y'all gonna?
You're
play?
Gonna do Dream Theater, right?
No, hold on.
Yeah,
you've got
the Pep Rally.
You've got the Pep Rally, and you've got a rock assembly.
And then there's another show in between there I want to talk about. But first off, are y'all playing the Pep Rally?
No.
Are y'all playing the Rock Assembly?
No.
Not this year.
Is there going to be a Halloween
What the
Methinks Dream Theater show?
No. The Do yes. For It Halloween is also a cover show, usually.
It is, yes.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, I think last year we did
what the fuck are you drinking?
We did Spinal Tap with Darren from Pinkish Black playing keyboards. Yeah. I don't know if we could top that. I think that's...
With the little Stonehenge?
A plateau. I think that's as good
as it
did
have a
goes.
Little Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Y'all did have the little Stonehenge.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And yeah, wasn't
it
there
was
a story
damaged.
About how it was fucked
it was
up?
Damaged.
Somebody fucked it up, didn't
they? I went up there. I went up there in the afternoon and got it all hooked up high, and it was good. And then the band was... who was that played right before us?
Panic Volcanic.
Panic Volcanic played right before us. And they're cleaning their shit up off the stage. And that chick's leaning over doing something, and it either hit her or almost hit her, but it just came flying down on her. And it was like, how could this thing stay up for like 5-6 hours and then 5 minutes before we start our
Did
set?
She take you out of people's court for that?
Yeah, is there a lawsuit pending?
No litigation
about this. No.
She's a nice person.
Yeah. Y'all just paid her off a cool
Ansley
50 grand just a day.
It
you know
was
what?
In dire danger of being crushed by a dwarf.
That's funny.
Get her a can of Schaefer.
All right, so
I think also like when we've done the cover stuff in the past, like you know we practice every Wednesday, so I mean that's only 4 days a month, and for us to learn like a bunch of Cheap Trick songs or a bunch of Spinal Tap songs, it's a lot of fun, but it takes
six months.
Yeah.
And we just kind of started writing these new songs and recording these new songs, and it was just kind of like go with this.
Go with this flow
because we don't get it very often. So
we're on a roll. I mean, Trash Buckets has only been playing with us for, a year and a half?
1 year.
1 year, and we already got 2 songs written and recorded.
Yeah.
It's a record. Yeah.
Unheard of.
That's
unheard
what we were going to ask, crazy. Too, is the how is the recording going since
it is,
we...
It's done.
Y'all started, the day of the award ceremony, right?
Right. We were in the studio. We were in the studio with Jorts that day, that day prior to the awards and the day of the awards, and we laid down some solid gold, horrible music. It is
cool. Will that be the name of the album, Solid Gold?
Solid gold, horrible music.
Solid gold showers.
There you go.
Solid golden
solid
showers.
Golden showers.
Waterfalls.
So, sounds like things are going as planned.
So, when are we going to get a release?
Got anything?
Don't know.
We're working on... It's going to be a 7-inch released sometime in the fall, winter.
Yeah.
Hope
so.
We're approaching the fall.
The recording is done.
Dude, what about 9 3/4?
We're kind of going through some mixes to decide which ones we like the best, and then it goes off for mastering.
The last one was a 9 3/4.
Then it waits on artwork for 6 months.
Because why does it take so long for artwork, Ray?
Because it takes a long time to do it.
What? Are you going to have a food photographer come out and set up a whole bunch of food that you have to cook a zillion of?
You know, I haven't got the back yet, so it's a possibility. But right now,
we
got
to talk to Bensonhurst.
Yeah, we got to see what the budget is for something like that, too. Yeah.
So there's rumors it might be a pot pie fest or something that y'all could do.
I think
instead
we're
of a chili dog show. Or
I think we're going to stick with the chili dog.
Not going to be pot pie fest.
It's going to be like a brick wall. Like you just keep laying down those good foundation bricks, like chili dogs and bar on the stage and Jackass is playing music.
Yeah.
And every year you add another brick and pretty soon you...
Like a petting
so there
area,
will
like
be
some llamas.
Petting zoo.
Petting zoo.
That's a great goddamn idea.
Okay, so everything will be incorporated. We can get a chili dog, grab a drink, and then pet something all on stage while y'all are playing.
Maybe.
Yeah. Like pet a lion.
When I
That'd
say pet something, don't reach into your pants.
I wonder if we could get a deaf goat.
Yeah, that's what we would need, like a deaf petting zoo. So yeah. We don't kill them.
Yeah. I'll ruin them.
Y'all feel bad. A milking contest, like men trying to milk their teats, like
their yellow jackets.
Just have a contest. Man. Who can pull off the gnarliest milking?
If we got a goat. A deaf goat that we could like milk the goat and like mix it with like booze and sell like goat milk shots.
Dude, that sounds pretty evil.
Yeah, I think the FDA would fully be behind that too.
Man, if the FDA ever finds out about these shows,
goat milk booze at the shows.
True.
Handcrafted goat milk booze.
Good lord,
artisan. Yeah.
You
it's
know,
artisan.
Artisan.
It is
when the
not just a band.
When the Cosmic Trigger was on, I heard him saying something about they didn't get their hug from an Asian, because that was part of the deal. It was like $20. You got
I got mine.
You got a record, a chili dog, T-shirt, and a hug from an Asian. But I don't think
$20.
They said they never
deal.
Got their hug.
I don't think he realized that it had to be like rad.
It was Tyrell. He said he tried to, and he kept getting denied.
Yeah. I think he was going to the wrong Asian. I mean, like,
I think so.
You can't just go up to a...
I got multiple hugs from an Asian that night. Lots of hugs.
The bar is set so high, man. I just don't see y'all topping that night.
I think he was expecting a Indonesian lady boy. What?
Who, me?
No,
or him?
Tyrell.
Oh.
There we go. Here's the mic.
I don't know.
I stepped on it. Oh my god.
Maybe we could have a light your fart contest.
Could.
Huh.
After the chili dogs.
Well, I don't know if I'd mentioned it, like saying maybe have like a raffle when you buy the record. It's where you could win a like a Haltom City night for two, like at the stay at the Dude Motel
the
and
dude.
A gift certificate to Griff's or
there you go, yes. man.
You know,
dream date with
that's awesome.
Yeah. Just bounce around. You can go get cleaned
the
up.
The round
over there
Haltom
at,
City package.
Yeah.
That's across the street from Win Lloyd.
Like you
could get everything from there.
Y'all could mow someone's yard. Like
the Haltom City is for lovers.
In your
package.
Taco Casa capes. Go out there and mow someone's yard. That's like a prize in the raffle. That'd be cool. Do some yard work. Come on, guys.
A nice romantic evening down
at
the...
Badass bowl of pho.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all over. That's it.
Honky bowl.
If you want to order anything, the menu.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. I see it. I'm good right now.
You can get the honky bowl.
So what are we watching here? What's going on here? You put something up here.
We have a DVD.
Looks like a.
Is this raw footage?
I think it's us doing Pink Floyd at one of the at the first Rock Assembly.
So is this raw footage from the Asian media crew? That we're watching.
I think so.
Yeah, this obviously they're the.
That is. It's good footage there.
Our sole video producing agency.
Now, Ray, before we go,
do we have to sign something or pay anyone to mention that we are watching the Methinks on video while we're doing our show? I just don't want to get in trouble with y'all's people.
We'll probably have to get some papers signed. And
you may hear from our attorney.
You know.
This is a very smoke TARDIS moment where I'm looking at y'all in the flesh and on video.
This is weird.
At the same time.
Here, you know what? I'm going to take a picture.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to take a picture of y'all watching y'all.
That's Bandy back there, too.
How about
do what?
If Calvin comes over and you can get a picture of Calvin
videoing
us
while looking at the TV.
I think we just get mirror on that one. Did we just get put into the Matrix?
I think we just tore the space-time continuum.
No, he's got a good idea, though. He's got a good idea. Let's get him to come video us. Okay?
Because
this is weird.
Video, always videoing them.
Okay,
this is amazing.
No, get behind me so you can see what's on my viewfinder.
It's like a video.
Yeah,
I don't know what's going on.
Hold on, I got to figure out how to turn my video camera on. And then, okay, here we go. We should have periscoped this or whatever. Oh, here we go.
I may load up some periscope now.
See,
or I'm just gonna shoot some video and post
get in there.
It.
Pockets
here in a second.
So. I'm video now. Wait, y'all gotta watch yourselves though.
They're videoing.
You have to watch yourselves.
The band.
And now you video my phone.
Have a cigar, you're gonna go far.
We're videoing us looking through my video phone of them watching them, and I'm watching them through my phone, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Holy shit. What the hell you talk about?
Huh?
He's confused.
I'm
what?
Cross-eyed and backwards.
Okay. We got it. I think we got it.
I think so.
Really?
All right. I'm confused, too. All right, so,
I think I'm just
Ray,
super high.
I wanted to, I know it's a year late, but I wanted to say that I really appreciated the Queens of the Stone Age set you did.
Oh.
Last year during the Rock Assembly.
Thanks. We're going to do it again.
Was it a full Queens of the Stone Age set?
We're going to do it at... I think there was talk today of possibly doing it at Lola's in November. It's for like Ben's birthday.
Cool.
Yeah, so we just got the round table email going this week. So
is there going to be an album that is the sole focus?
I don't think so. I think...
see ya, man.
I think we enjoyed
cool, man.
The rated R shit.
Dude.
Make you piss your pants.
I will. I'm about to. I think he's trying to milk me.
Egg sandwiches.
Sting. Matt is being milked by the Asian
Sting his nipples.
Did you get the eggs?
Made me too.
He forgot the eggs. And bread.
Yeah.
Oh, no. He'll be back.
Yes, he doesn't need it.
Is it good? Is the egg sandwich good?
Oh, yeah. Dude, they're fucking great.
All right, so this is going to happen again in November?
We're shooting for it. Yeah.
Okay, so y'all have already shot down the other two shows. What about the Rec Room revival?
Yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, we are playing that.
Definite. That's going to be badass.
That's going to be very
slow row.
Good time. Slow row.
Yeah.
The Gideons.
Garuda. Yes.
I've never seen the Gideons. See them.
That's going to be an out-of-control weekend.
Yeah.
Two nights at Lola's and complete chaos.
Friday and
maybe
Saturday.
Even three nights.
Is it three nights?
I don't even know.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Oh, I think it is. I think it is the 16th, 17th, and 18th.
I think you're right. That's right. It's the Rock Assembly's two nights, but that is three.
The Lola's Palooza show is definitely my favorite show there.
And it's the whole Rec Room revival.
This one will be even more special.
I think that's it. We just got confirmation last night. Tony's going to come on before.
Well, sweet.
It.
I was going to
so we can talk about
suggest
it.
That
Tony
come on
Diaz.
Sometime. Yeah.
Yep.
they jam right there.
Oh, he does right behind us.
Yeah. Telegraph Canyon and Goodwin and.
I need to go over there and kick him.
The guys that Pablo. Used to be Apache 5, but now they're.
Apache 4.
They're the Comanche 4. Yeah.
Pablo.
Lose a number. Mm-hmm. Chains a race.
Yeah. Choctaw 7.
Can y'all look at that video and see know what song you're playing? Have y'all watched it that many times or know that much about it?
We didn't know what song we were playing.
When you played it on the actual show, huh? Nice.
So this is the Pink Floyd show. Did y'all focus on like Dark Side or just whatever?
We did a lot of early shit because it's kind of more a little bit more rocking.
Rocky. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. We did Lucifer Sam. We did what's the one after San Tropez or off
Fearless?
Fearless off of Metal.
Have a Cigar.
Have a Cigar.
Because those are all fairly good rock songs.
Yeah, Interstellar Overdrive.
It's when you hit Dark Side of the Moon that things get crazy.
Pablo did that album from start to finish.
Yes.
It was crazy.
Saw it. That was ridiculous.
Yeah,
that was
real. They said it almost broke up the band.
Oh, really?
I can imagine.
The stress?
Yeah. Just
how insane.
The stress of learning it. And but it was probably one of the best things I saw that, you know, for that show.
I think the Dufort Showcase Vinyl, who normally does Cars, they're doing Dark Side of the Moon front to back. So that'll be cool. Have you ever seen their Cars set?
No.
It's ridiculous. It's like you're seeing the Cars. They get all dressed up and everything. And
yeah.
The first time I saw them, I was like, all right, I can mark that off the list. I've seen the Cars live. Because it was perfect.
Oh, I didn't know they were doing that.
Perfect. Yeah, they're doing a show with the Foo, and HK is doing Weezer over at Three Links.
Okay.
In
I started
a couple
to
of
see
weeks.
The promotions for it, I guess.
Yeah.
Alex was posting some shit.
That'd be cool. That'll be
so
cool.
So you guys have jammed once a week for how long, or was there a time when y'all jammed more than once a week?
30 years.
30 years ago.
We're gonna be 15 in December.
It's always been a once a week thing.
That's
until
when
you
release
a show.
The album, release the 7-inch when you're 15.
Yeah, there you go.
15-year anniversary.
Yeah, 15-inch.
Halfway to nowhere.
Yeah.
I love that.
God. Can we talk about that on
that's
our show?
A, that's
that
a good,
you are coming up with the name of that, or do
that's,
we need to
that's a good
sign
back
something
the
on that about that too?
Why do you keep wanting to sign shit?
I'm just really nervous when we're in here, and there at any moment we could be held to litigation.
Jack Bensonhurst is a son of a bitch.
He is a son of a bitch.
I thought he was coming in tonight.
Hey. No, he lives in Seattle. I was thinking about doing shit. A phone in, but
should have.
He needs to send us the paperwork and the releases.
I talked to him today. He's
good,
actually in
good luck
Orange County in some town I can't pronounce.
Is this the model? Are we speaking of the taint model?
That's Bandy.
Oh, yeah. How's he doing?
Man, I'd really like to hear their new recordings.
Really?
Yeah. I bet
so
it's
the
super.
Taint, I guess the taint modeling's not taking off like it was because he's
back
to recording.
Back to music.
He can afford now to be very selective about his projects.
He's kind of like Nico.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think when he's
off. He is the Nico,
you know,
of taint modeling.
When he's in Paris and Milan and he's like jotting down little ideas and then he comes home and, you know, they hash it out.
Does he get Botox in his butthole? Is that how it's not getting worn down? How does he keep his taint and his ass as well kept as he has and have a modeling career that's going as well?
I hear that question often.
It's a really secret regimen.
Strict regimen.
You know, I was talking to Bandy.
Very strict.
No shtick. This is total serious. I was talking to Bandy. And I said, man, you know, with your new recordings out, you ought to hit up the Jerry Jonestown Massacre guys and go on and just talk about your new music and your taint career.
Did he look at you like you're crazy?
No, it was by email. I didn't.
That'd be awesome.
But if anybody likes to talk about their taint, it's Bandy. I mean, we didn't pick that up.
I think Dustin and I are talking to people about maybe doing a documentary about it.
About the taint?
About him and his taint career. Just the whole, what happened with y'all? What happened with his butt? And, you know, what happened afterwards? How is he dealing with it? I mean, you got two major careers.
The public wants to know.
That you're juggling.
I want to know. Yeah.
So, but we haven't got, we're still in the, you know.
The working title is, we're doing the script, is straight out of Haltom.
Right.
The Rise and Fall of a Taint Career.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Boswell as well.
Oh.
He's
Boswell guy.
We're gonna change that up too. Damn.
Not a lot of us made it out of there, you know, with all of our...
With your taint.
With our with our taint.
Being is nice.
There's a lot of shotgun play up there in Boswell. A lot of
sports injuries right in the taint.
Right in the
locker
taint.
Locker room related.
Yeah, you get a ripper. Those are bad. Rippers are bad. That'll end a taint career like that.
It's also called an episiotomy, right?
Yeah. But sometimes, you know, scars, chicks dig scars.
No, pink socks are a very bad thing in taint modeling.
You got the taint scar.
You don't want that. That's like the hardcore shit, you know, like.
Yeah, a taint scar is kind of like a.
It's like a snuff movie where you get the pink sock taint film.
It's like the JFK of.
It's like
of
Joaquin
vaginas.
Phoenix with the cleft, you know, he's got the little scar on his mouth. And all the ladies love him, you know, so if you get
cleft
the taint scar.
Cleft grief.
I'm just saying.
A cleft taint.
Yeah, cleft taint.
Hey, speaking of taints, why don't you play the one you got? Your tainter.
Play the taint cleft.
Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
Yeah, play
the taint,
that.
The taint harp.
The taint harp.
Because I need to ask. I want.
What key is that taint harp in?
Brown.
B.
It's in the key
brown.
Of brown. I have one last question, and this is our one last segment here. It's called Ask the Me Thinks. So rad. And while he's doing that, I'm going to ask you a question. This past Saturday, we're in the middle of the Boiled Owl, having a few beers, drinking. We're with some friends of ours, our old co-host, Seth. His girlfriend, Alif, who is Turkish. And we also have Red Pants.
Yes.
Matt Thomas from RoboTuner's Insignificant Podcast. He's
Red
with
Pants.
Us.
And the Confounded.
And the
he's
Confounded.
A
he's the bass player from the Confounded. Oh, my God. He's back for eggs. So.
Give me the eggs.
This is my question. We're sitting there. We're drinking. We're having fun. Matt pops off a joke. And it doesn't fly over well with our Turkish friend, Alif. And she gives him a very evil look. And he turns to her and goes, "Don't look at me with those 9/11 eyes."
But I meant that in the best of ways, though.
Is
I, it was funny.
Pushing the line? Just question.
You mean like for a normal person or for Matt?
That's racist.
It was okay. It was funny when I did it. Okay, you made it sound like it was a showstopper.
It
was funny.
About 7 people in the Boiled Owl turned and looked at y'all, and I nearly fell over. It was loud.
Maybe okay. I probably could have picked a better place to make that joke at. I guess
the guy shooting pool.
Yes.
Like the cue ball shot off the table and hit the floor. Like all this happened.
Ripped the
belt. Scene.
You're making shit up now.
Because that's where we were standing, right by the pool table, that little half bar, right across from the bar. So,
if you saw the girl's look, and we're friends, it's not like I just did this to a complete stranger that was Muslim standing next to me. It was our friend. And I, if
oh,
you
what?
Saw the look that she gave me, I was that, like,
I
no.
thought it was a stranger, and
no.
I'm thinking, like, come
no.
on, man.
It was
like,
a friend.
Like, no, it was a friend.
Were you wearing a Confederate flag t-shirt?
Yeah, it said Heritage Not Hate on it.
And he had two of them sticking up out of his hat, the little plastic toy ones.
No. So it's a person you know.
Yeah, we knew yeah. this person.
Okay.
So it, well, yeah, it wasn't
just
random
a
Muslim
humorless
girl.
Black hole of a
no,
person or
I,
something?
No, she kind of even couldn't fight it herself. She was
she
like,
thought it was funny.
Like everybody
oh,
was like.
Okay, good.
So it was all in good nature.
If she's married to Seth. I
she's
mean.
An intelligent human being.
And she knows the least, like I'm not a racist at all, but it was. I thought it was funny, man. It was a good one.
Until
it's going in the movie.
The rest of the night, we rewrote songs to include 9/11 eyes. So like
the Eagles.
You got 9/11 eyes.
Yeah.
9/11 eyes without a face.
What's the Eagles one? The
you can't hide your 9/11 eyes.
Oh gosh.
So
we rip that.
Went crazy, just rewriting songs all night, and the. Bar kind of participated for a little bit.
If you guys are looking for material for like the rest of the album and y'all want to use 9/11 eyes, I'll let y'all well, I'll get y'all to sign some stuff and you guys get your attorney to look over it and I'll let y'all take it if you want. 9/11 eyes.
Feel free.
Yes.
We'll
if you want
it,
to.
I'm sure we can work it in somehow.
Yeah.
All right, so the vote is it was A-okay. Fair game. Marlon?
Marlon, don't do this to me.
Are you looking for a hardcore thumb up or thumb down?
It's thumbs up or thumb down.
Given the circumstances, and I'm totally into distasteful as long as it's not meant.
So thumbs up.
High
Ray?
Five.
Yeah. Oh, I go thumbs up all the way. I mean,
all the way.
High five, Ray.
Yeah,
I love you.
Thumbs up.
All right.
People need to like.
Now we're down to you.
Take them down.
Trash pockets.
I say give him the finger.
So a middle finger up.
Middle finger up.
Egg sandwiches. What?
So that just ruined our chances of ever touring Turkey.
Maybe.
I don't know.
They were already mad at us.
No.
We've got hookups.
We love Turkey.
We've got connections.
When is the Methinks World Tour going to happen? I want the people to hear it first now.
We just played Dallas.
Yeah, we already played Dallas once this month.
That's right.
Did y'all take the RV?
They flew.
Took the train.
They flew.
I think it's in the plans later this year to go play Austin. Austin and San Antonio. So
Maybe,
getting down the road.
Did you get your passports checked for that?
You do?
Make sure they're all
down in
McAllen.
Order?
Yeah.
God dang.
Got to get all our shots.
So what about actually going to like say Oklahoma City, something like that? Tulsa? They like good music from bands like y'all.
I try to stay out of states that
it is
suck.
Still in America.
We don't know anyone up there.
Oh man, hook up with the dual guys and all them. Cats will go up. They'll take
actually,
you.
Actually, we've talked to them before, and that was kind of a plan was to do like a something with them, like a little like extended weekend. Texas thing.
Oklahoma, Texas, whatever.
Yeah. We'll do it eventually. I'm sure.
Are these guys allowed to go with you? This Asian
they have
media
to go.
Crew?
Sure. Yeah,
it's required.
Those are our drivers, right. Actually.
Required by law.
Is that sexually or financially?
Both sexually and financially, they will be with us.
Well, you can.
Sexual-ancially.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's required.
Financially.
Contractually.
The answer is
and
yes.
Legally.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
John, can you get me a beer out of the ice cube chest?
Affirmative.
All right. Let's punch this out.
Okay.
We've taken up
enough
of y'all's
time.
Y'all
got
to practice. Y'all got a show on Saturday.
We don't really have to practice.
With Honky. Honky.
Thanks.
Honky.
Honky.
And Southern Train Gypsy.
Southern Train Gypsy.
How can a band.
And Black on High.
And Black on High.
Are those guys still going to do Limp Bizkit?
Yeah. They are. Yeah.
I cannot believe that.
As Bimp Liskit.
Is that what? No,
I was talking to Dwayne about it yesterday. Biscuit.
You know those guys. Yeah, it makes total sense for them.
It's gonna be rad.
Travail.
I think Daniel was like the hard sell. He was just like he was.
Yeah.
But Dwayne was like, you know, it's like Daniel's just really not into doing covers a whole lot, and then really Southern Train doesn't do a whole lot of covers. So, but once they got him sold on it, he was like, whatever.
It's genius.
I'll tell you what.
They were still in that whatever fuck it stage when they were on our show. They still were like, okay, whatever.
I loved that interview, but I can't believe you didn't even touch on the guitar player for Southern Train, his dad being in
Black Oak, Arkansas.
And having Tommy Aldridge hanging out at his house all the time when he was a kid.
That's freaking crazy. I don't know.
I don't know if I knew the second part.
I could hear
Aldridge
those stories all day long.
That's where you got that guitar.
After one of the shows we did together, he was talking about being like, you know, a young teenage kid, totally being into Ozzy and Whitesnake. And Tommy Aldridge is hanging out at his house.
That's weird. That's crazy. Did you see that post that Nick posted today from Duel on Facebook?
Was that drum set?
Yeah, that was his dad's drum set that he was talking about on our show. And he was not playing.
It was pretty intense.
Yeah.
Man, that's a big drum set.
Yeah. Drum set.
We thought he was just kind of telling a story for the show. And then I saw that picture. I was like, good night. He was not joking.
Mm.
And I remember
cool
him now going, no, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It really looks like it's crazy. It's almost like a beautiful mind, like stuff everywhere.
Yeah, it looked like it took up the whole. I don't know. It was the picture. It looked like it was in the garage.
Yeah,
it took up the whole fucking garage.
He said that it was in their dining room, and they took out the dining room table and chairs, and set up the dining
room. What's that
room
thing called? What's that thing called that the drummers do? That go.
And
tunes, like the chimes.
Dream chimes?
Yeah, chimes. He had like three sets of just dream chimes on yeah. that fucking thing.
Gotta have the right pitch.
Yeah. You do. You never
right,
know.
For the right place.
But a drum set's not complete without rototoms. I mean, everybody
oh, yeah.
knows
yeah.
that.
So. I like your cymbals today.
At least seven.
Yeah, man.
Those are the best kind of drummer cymbals right there.
John's cutting edge. He
air cymbals.
It's a totally new style. It's about
no
to be
cymbals.
Air cymbaling.
Super popular with yeah. everyone.
He just makes the splash sounds
with his mouth.
He's invented his own drum style.
No snare drum, just a bass drum with no foot pedal and two toms.
And your mouth.
Yeah, he kicks it.
That's the way to do it.
My mouth.
He plays with his hands, too. Not no
yeah.
sticks, just his hands.
Yeah.
And his dong.
This is going to be a gold record for sure.
All right, so Saturday night, it's you guys and
Honky.
Southern Train Gypsy.
And Black on High.
And Black on High.
Black on High. Hey, if there was a band named Charlie, would y'all freak out and throw a fit? Like, there's a band named Honky running around here.
I can't,
with Rebel Flags.
I can't drive a 9/11 eyes question on someone, mm-hmm. and then he just comes with a Charlie question?
Charlie.
I'm what just asking hell? Because yeah. Honky offends me and my German pride.
What is the origin of Honky?
I don't know. Where
the,
did that come
oh,
from?
Oh, it was the...
I know the origin
no,
of Cracker,
the,
but what?
It was when white men would go to like slum... parts of town and whorehouses and those parts of towns, they would go in front of the house to pick up a hooker and honk the horn. They didn't want to get out.
Are you dead serious?
I'm dead serious. That's where that term came from.
No, well,
they
now
got a
I
lot
support
of nice
it.
Girls,
yeah, that's good. Anything
it's funny, though. That's how that term. That's how that term started.
And so. They're all they
what,
were
they wanting lottery tickets or something?
I don't know. I don't know about Cracker. They got horns. But Honky.
Cracker, I thought was from
cracking the whip.
Yeah,
the
oh, whip. Is it the whip thing? I don't know, man. That's a whole nother show. We'll have to come do a Me Thinks Racist show and just talk about racist shit.
We're,
the whole
we're
time.
Not about Bring hate. We're not about no. hate.
We're not about hate either.
Yeah, we're not
still.
Either.
We kind of we like to be cool with everybody.
Well, still make for good talking.
I can tell from y'all's ceiling that's a giant Dixie flag.
Yes, if you haven't been to the Me yeah. Thinks, but there's seven pentagrams and seven neo-Nazi SS symbols.
Well, what you can't see
lots of this white supremacist garb.
You can't see that the Dixie flag is painted in the African colors yeah. of black, green, and yellow.
Yeah, and our giant.
And it says heritage, not hate.
Why hasn't anybody done that yet?
And our rainbow flag rug.
They haven't?
I don't know. All right.
Everybody, try to make this Honky Me Think show.
Huh?
It'll be badass.
Egg sandwiches.
You didn't make me one.
Huh?
Whoa.
All right.
Have
okay.
egg sandwiches been here yeah. the whole egg fucking sandwiches. Time?
Egg sandwiches.
No. They're in their initial form.
Oh.
Well, then we're getting out of here because we're about to have some egg sandwiches. We're going to put this on pause. There's going to be a little appendage
Brandon?
At the end
what?
Of this show.
Damn good, Brandon. To see you again.
Thank you yeah. guys for having yeah. us out.
Marlon?
Yeah.
Ray?
For
is that 2 hours
creating
already?
A mess.
Yeah. Thanks for doing it on
like
a Wednesday
an
so I can yeah. join in.
No, we're going to let them jam, though.
I got really, yeah. really hungry.
I'm going to listen to you guys.
Go
jam.
Make them fucking sandwiches.
Yeah.
Go make them fucking sandwiches.
Dustin, I'll see you next week. I love you, brother.
See you next week.
Right,
I'll
bro.
See you on Saturday.
Where? What?
In my house.
We're going to be
Ooh,
here.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
then we're going to go see these guys play.
All right.
Oh, all right. dude, that'll
the
be
The grotto's mad. Pretty small, so get there early, everybody.
Hell yeah.
Everybody.
The me thinks.
Later, guys.
Cheers.
Fuck Bye. You guys.
Hey, so.
Screw you guys.
Is it off already?